Good morning, the exotic vet. This is Emily.
Oh, Emily, are you just the receptionist down there, love?
One of the nurses as well. What can I do for you?
Oh, that's okay. Look, I brought my little guinea pig down there the other day, Ginger Meg.
Oh, yes, on Saturday.
Yes, was it Saturday?
Yep.
Was it Saturday or Sunday?
Saturday. We're closed Sunday.
Oh, Saturday, yep. Yes, I brought her down, love, and I'm just touching base with you to say she is eating.
Yep.
And she's pooing. Sometimes she looks a bit starey, but I don't know if that's what the medication can do. Now, they were saying that she'll need to have a little operation on her teeth.
That's right, yes.
Yes. Now, look, I'm just asking because I'm on a pension, but would most places be around the same price, love? I mean, you gave me excellent service, but I'm just asking that question.
You'll have to call them and ask them. I don't know because we're not a part of a chain. We're an independent clinic. So, yeah, and
yes.
It's a specialised thing. So dog and cat practices don't do them.
No, that's okay. No, but she's a guinea pig. Yeah, that's because you're sort of trained in that area, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Because I usually go to the ones at Moorumba Down. And when I rang on Saturday, they did recommend me to come down to you.
Yeah.
You know, sort of thing. So now with that estimate... I'm just trying to work out a date that I can get her done because I've been in an emergency all night with my daughter-in-law last night and I was going to go away but I can't go away now. So she's got medication for, I think it's 7 days.
Yep.
So when, can you just give me some times that I may be able to book her in because I've got to go into hospital on the 16th of October for a sleep study.
Okay, yep.
Do you have anything? Do you do them on Saturday mornings?
We don't know. And she usually has to stay overnight.
Okay, that's okay. And that's all included in that price I was quoted.
I'll just double check the estimates that you've... I'm having a look on your...
Yeah, I need to know all of that, love, because it all...
Of course.
Because they did say to me, and then they gave me the quote, that she may have to stay in.
Okay, it's not included. He's only quoted you for a half day. If it's a full 24 hours, it's an additional 100. So it brings it to, yeah, so it'll be $892.50.
Oh, God. All right. Okay.
Hang on. And there's a theatre fee. Hang on. Just give me one second because...
you've got a theatre fee and all that in there.
Yeah, no, hang on. It'll be $742.50. I'll email you the updated estimate. And that includes an overnight of hospitalisation.
Yeah, so it's going to be different to the first one you gave me.
Yeah, but I'll email... do I have your email address? No. Do you have an email address?
Yeah, and can you just put down everything that's listed, what's being done? It's Catherine Morgan. Catherine Morgan 1 at bigpond.com.
Right.
And it's Katherine, not Catherine.
That's all good. So, how do you spell it? Katherine?
R-Y-N.
R-Y-N. Perfect. Morgan, Morgan.
Yes, just the number 1 at bigpond.com, love.
That's all good. Just update your file as well so that we've got the correct spelling of your name.
Thanks, love. And if you can send that quote through different to what I've got here, and if you can let me know when, when you can fit her in, because I'm working through 3 people in hospital at the moment, so.
Yeah, look, with this one, with the dental procedures, we do not advise you to leave it longer than the medication that's been dispensed for. Their teeth grow really, really quickly, and the longer you leave it, the worse it's going to be and the more expensive it'll be.
Okay, so hang on, let's just think. So when does her medication run out? So 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th. So what's the date today?
Today is the 7th. So I think he's given you enough until Saturday this week, so but that we can either do her, we can do her, hang on, when do you...
Can you do her on the Friday?
I can do it on Friday.
That's Friday the 10th.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the medication runs out. I mean, or...
Saturday, but the Friday would be perfect. That's what I was going to suggest to you.
Right. So what time now? What do I have to do? Anything beforehand in prep for her?
No. No, you keep feeding her as normal. You keep giving her medications as normal. And over here. And yeah, there's no difference, no fasting or anything like that. I just don't give her the veggies in the morning of Friday. It's just no vegetables or fruit.
Okay, what I gave her was the stuff the lady, she said it was out of date, but there were pellets and to add warm water to
it. Fine. Yeah.
All right. And she's still not
good.
She's still not drinking. She never drank out of water bottles, so I'm just giving her plenty of lettuce and all that stuff. So what time do I have to have her down there Friday?
What time are you able to come here in the morning? Because we do our admits usually between 9 and 10:30.
Yeah, I can be there at 9.
Okay, perfect. Alrighty, well, I've got it all booked in there, so we'll see you 9 o'clock on Friday morning.
Yep, and then the thing is, she'll be out Saturday morning, is that correct?
Yeah, she should be. She will be. What will happen, though, is that... Dr. Vanessa, who will be doing her dental, she's our head vet here, she will give you a ring once Ginger Meg's all done, and then let you know, like, how she's going and what the plan will be, like, so it'll be, like, you know, that she's staying overnight, or if she can go home, then she will, but she'll call you after the surgery, and, yeah.
Okay, and now I was just going to ask you, do you take photos that you can give me of what her teeth were like before it was done and what it's like after it's done? Because I don't understand. What was that?
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, and that's all included because they said they were doing something like that. So that's all included in the price.
Oh, it's not going to cost you anything different for me to take a photo. And he's even quoted you for a radiograph as well, so X-ray. So we can send you a copy of that. That's there's no extra charges, and that's something you've already been quoted for as well. So that hasn't changed in the updated estimate either.
Okay, love. Now, with the anaesthetic, is it quite safe in guinea pigs?
It is, yeah. With any anaesthetic, there is always a risk. But, yeah, we are trained to be able to do this. We do this quite frequently and everything as well, so.
That's all right, love. Okay, so I'll see you this Friday at 9 a.m.
Yeah, that's it. And what I'll do is I'll book it in with the vet so she can give her a check over with you before she goes and has the anaesthetics. If you've got any further questions or anything like that, you can quickly ask her before she goes for her dental. Alrighty.
Right. Now, the only thing is I'm not going to cancel and it's anything urgent. My mother's had a hypo at the nursing home. Her sugar was only two days ago.
Yeah, yeah.
In an emergency with my daughter-in-law all night. Now, as long as nothing happens there, I'll definitely be there on Friday morning.
Just give us a ring if something does happen and we can move it. We understand these things happen.
Okay, so her medication, will that be given to her? I'm just trying to work the 7 days out. I'll probably give her medication before I come down on that day. Is that correct?
That's right, yep.
All right, then, I'll see you on
Everything
Saturday.
Is normal, just no veggies in the morning.
Okay, thank you, bye.
That's okay, bye.